We are up to Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. We are racing to the end of Kochim in Sechta Psochim, the very last few lines with the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins. So what we learned so far is that there's a Korban Pesach that was meant to be a Korban Pesach, and then it was rejected. It's called a Pesach D'chuya, a rejected Korban Pesach. And what happens to that Korban Pesach is that you have to then let it graze, wander about till the contract tamum, you sell it, and with that money, you buy a Korban Shlamim. However, if the Korban Pesach was not rejected, but it cannot be brought up, then what we do is the leftover money, you set aside money for Korban Pesach, leftover money, that money then goes straight into a Shlamim. You don't have to let it graze. So the Mishnah now tells us, Hamafrish nikevel lepischa. You set aside an animal that was a female, a female lamb. Now we know that it has to be a zachar. So from the first moment, from the very beginning, it wasn't suitable to be a Korban Pesach. And the Mishnah is teaching us that it's treated as if it's a rejected Pesach, a Pesach Chuyah, which means we're going to follow the rules of grazing. And so too, a zachar ben shtei shanim. Well, you had a male, but it was over a year old. And remember, it has to be a year old and no more. So again, it wasn't suitable from the very beginning. Yida. So in both of the instances, let it wander about. Atcha yistayiv, it contracts a defect. Then v'yimacha, you sell it. V'yiplu d'dama, what do you do with the money? So there are different versions here. Either l'shlamim, you take the money and you buy a shlamim with it. Or the other version is yiplu d'dama l'nadova. You take the money and you put it away in the Beis HaMikdash. And you put it away in the Beis HaMikdash. Then it's not a shlamim, but it's an oila, because there used to be these boxes that you put money in. Whenever the old mizbeach was vacant, they would buy animals and put it on the mizbeach, because it's not edifying that there should be a downtime, and they would put animals on the mizbeach. It's called ketzah mizbeach, dessert of the mizbeach, and that was always a carbon oila. So there's two versions in the Mishnah, but either way, this is considered a rejected carbon. Then the Mishnah continues the other half of the Mishnah. Hamafrish pischa, somebody set aside a carbon pesach. And the way the Mishnah learns, he's the sole registrant on this particular carbon, the mace. And then he dies. So now you have no nominees on this carbon. So the carbon is disqualified. The child has to bring up, the heir has to bring up all the kabbanas of his father, or everything that is all the obligations of his father. But this animal he cannot bring because it's a carbon pesach that's disqualified. There's no nominees. But in this case, we don't have you grazing the animal and selling it into Shlamim. You just take the animal as it is and you transfer it to a Shlamim. Why exactly don't we have a grazing? But we'll see in the Gemara soon. Says Gemara, Amar Abun Rebbe Shua, Shmamin, the last one on Mishnah, we learned three dinim. Number one, we learn that Shmamin, a Balachayim Nitchin. The first thing we learn that is that even an animal can get rejected. In other words, there's an opinion that says, Rab Shimon says, that every animal, if it's unsuitable, is not rejected. For example, if an animal has a defect and everyone agrees, if the defect passes, then the animal once again reverts back to a kosher animal, a suitable animal for a carbon. So he says anything that an animal could ever be rejected. If it's suitable now, it's suitable. But our Mishnah clearly says if you set aside an animal, this animal was suitable to be a carbon shlamim from the very beginning, before you even started. It was female, 2 years old, or 2 years old, it could be a shlamim. You decided to make it a Korban Pesach. But when the Korban Pesach it was over, because after Pesach already, after Erev Pesach, it goes back to a shlamim. It's now suitable to be a shlamim. Yet the Mishnah says, let it graze, which means our Mishnah holds once an animal is rejected, it is rejected. That's case number one. Number two, we learn out from Mishmamina, dichli mi kora havi dichli. We also learn out, usually we say there's a thing called nida v'nitcha. Nida v'nitcha means, the Gemara talks about, if a guy committed a sin, set aside an animal to karmachatas, then he became an apostate. So now the animal is disqualified. When he does tshuva, he cannot use that animal, because the animal is nida v'nitcha. It was suitable, and once it was rejected, it's rejected forever. But our case in our Mishnah is dicha mikara. It was a female from the very beginning, or was overage from the very beginning. Therefore, it was never suitable. Is that really called a rejection? And the Mishnah says yes. No, but you can argue that since it was never suitable in the first place, it's as if l'chatchila it was set aside for shlamim. And we say no, since you designated it to be a Korban Pesach, even though from the very outset it was never suitable, that's called a rejection. The third thing is, u'shmamina yesh dichli b'dami. From here you learn out that there is a dichli also by dami. Any animal which is not qualified to be a Korban, and you set it aside to be a Korban, the animal itself never became holy. because animal is not suitable to be a carbon. It's the representative value of the animal that became holy. So you didn't make kedushas haguf, an inherent kedusha. It's kedushas damim. It's the value of the animal that became kedush. And we would have thought that as Rashi takes to explain, we would have thought that the value of an animal is not holy enough. The animal itself, therefore, cannot be rejected. The animal is not a carbon. So just because the animal itself is not suitable, it was never rejected, it was never a carbon in the first place. And the Mishnah says no. That even though this animal itself never was holy in the first place, it was only the representative value of the animal that became holy, still, you wanted it to be a Karn Pesach, and it's not suitable because it's a female gender or because it's over a year old. Therefore, the animal itself is rejected. You cannot bring it as a carbon. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah was a Mafrish Pesach. Somebody sets aside a Karn Pesach, and then he dies, so we say that, well, the kid cannot bring it up. What you do, turn it into a Shlam. So we bring a Braisa, and the Braisa has two parts. The Braisa will talk about two separate situations. One is where the father was the only nominee, and one was the father nominated the son as well. Now, remind you what we learned previously, an oinen, somebody who's a father or mother or a sibling passes away, Mahatoira that day, he's an oinen, he's not suitable for kabbanas, he's part from all the mitzvahs. The following night, it's only midrabbanan, and then we learned that the rabbanan took away the Easter of oinen in order that he could participate in the Korban Pesach, which is a mitzvah from the Torah, with Karis. Okay, so this oinen, what we did say is that oinen can participate in Korban Pesach, because even though right now he cannot eat, from the Korban Pesach, nevertheless, tonight, he cannot participate, but tonight he'll be able to eat, so therefore he can join in. But we did say that if everybody is an oinen, we don't encourage that at all. In fact, we don't want it to happen because we're scared that they're going to contaminate themselves or defile themselves because they're so nervous. But then we made a difference if it's before Chatzos or after Chatzos. If it became an oinen before midday, if everyone is an oinen, they cannot participate in the carbon because they're scared that they'll all become tummy and the carbon will go. It will be useless. However, if it became an onion after midday, then even if everybody's an onion, it's all right. And the reason for that is because since they already have an obligation of Korban Pesach, they're much more careful. They'll make sure that they don't become tummy. Okay, bearing all that in mind, let's learn the Gemara, the Tzadik Ches of Aleph, six lines from the top, two dots. Tonabon, we learned. Hamafrish es pischi. If somebody set aside a Korban Pesach, this is case number one, v'meisin he died. Now, scenario number one, im benoi memuni imoi. So there are two nominees on the carbon, the father who just died and his son. And the law is that everybody can walk away from the carbon, but we need one person remaining on that carbon. You have the yenu l'shem Pesach, then you can bring it up as a carbon Pesach. Ein benoi memuni imoi. But if his son was not nominated with him, so if his son was with him, no problem. The son continues with that carbon because you still have one of the original nominees there. But if, let's say, he was the sole nominee, the sole registrant, there's nobody else there, then what do you do now with the carbon? The father died. There's nobody there in the carbon. The carbon now is pasul. Is yavienu l'shum shlamim. But it says that the animal itself becomes a shlamim. We don't let it graze. We say the animal becomes a shlamim. So we're all confused. But before we get to the confusion, it says in Lashisha Asr, when do you bring up this animal as a shlamim? Not the first day Yom Tov, but actually the second day Yom Tov, which is Chalamoid. In the 16th day, Letezvav Labi, cannot bring it up on Yom Tov itself. Now, why not? It's a Karban Shlamim. Because Kosovo, we hold, Nedorim v'nedava, since it's an obligation of vow, ain't craving be Yom Tov. We're learning Marabe and argument Shammai and Hillel if you're allowed to bring a Nedorim and Nedava on Yom Tov, because really you're only allowed to do things which you personally benefit from, even though you can eat from it, but it first goes to Hashem and Meshulchan Gavoya Kazach, and then you're getting it from Hashem, as we'll see in Gemara Bay there. Now, the Gemara says, we are totally confused here. There's two cases in the Braisa, and one of them don't make sense. And the Gemara is going to give us five answers. So obviously, Gemara enjoyed this Gemara. The Mesa of Em, let's work it out. When did the father die? There were two cases in the Braisa, right? The first case was that there was a son nominated with him. The Braisa says, continue. The second case was that he was the sole nominee, and the Braisa says, well, just turn it into a shlamim. We're confused. When did the father die? The father died before noon. What happens? The sole nominee left on that carbon is an oinin. And what did we just say? That if the only people on that carbon are oinin, you're not allowed to bring it up because we're scared they'll become tamei. What do you mean? Go ahead and proceed with the carbon. He's an oinin. Me caught it from the outset. So must be talking about that the father died after chatzais. And then we said we don't mind if everyone participating in the carbon is an oinin because they're going to be very, very careful and ensure that they don't become tamei. It must be the mis acha chatzais. So let me ask you a question. Let's go to the other part of the braisa. The next part was, if the father died after chatzais, I mean, when chatzais came in, this was a good carbon, but then he died, so that animal now is rejected, because there's no other nominees except the father, but he's dead. The animal rejected. And what did we just learn before? A rule, a Pesach d'chuya, a Pesach that's rejected, then you have to let the animal graze and wait till it gets a mum, sell it, and with the money you buy a carbon. So how come the Braise says this animal itself can be brought up as a carbon? As soon as noon came in, it became a carbon pace that was suitable. Then it was rejected. If it's rejected, it has to go grazing. What's going on here? Okay, we're going to have 5 answers. Amar Rava, Rava says, or Rabba says, La'olam. Okay, answer number 1. We're talking about the Mis Kaidim Chatzais. It died, he died before noon. If he died before noon, so then I have a problem. If he died before noon, so how can you tell me that the son is the remaining nominee? He can bring the carbon, but we learned that Ayin is bringing carbon. Umayya v'yeni. Know what it means? We bring the carbon. Not that he brings this animal as a carbon today. He can't. He's an einan. But what we mean is, don't sell it as a shlamim, or don't use a shlamim. Bring this animal Pesach sheni. L'shum Pesach, l'shum Pesach sheni. We meant this animal has to remain a carbon Pesach and bring it Pesach sheni. Simple. Answer number 1. Abaye comes along and says, no. Let's dudnik tani. We can learn the Braisa that who told you that both parts of the Braisa are talking about the exact same scenario? One will be talking about where the father died prior to midday, and one will be talking about the father died post midday. And this is how we learn. Meis achachatzeis, the father died after midday, and the son is a remaining nominee to proceed because he'll be careful, he won't become tamei now that he has an obligation to bring current Pesach. But no muni, ma yiviyana bring lishon Pesach, no problem. And the next case is talking about where meis koidel chatzeis, if the father died before noontime, and there was no heirs, so this animal has not been rejected because before noon, it wasn't yet the time of current Pesach. So therefore, you can straight away bring it up as a shlamim. It's not a Pesach that was rejected. It was never a Pesach yet because Pesach only started at 12 o'clock. Ein b'raim munim, yivyan bring us some shlamim. That's the way the Braisa learns. Rav Shravia says, I'll give you a third answer. As follows, this is how you learn the Braisa. La'olam demis lacha chatzos. The animal died after midday, so therefore the son, if he's a nominee, can continue with the carbon because he'll be careful. So how do we understand if there's no nominee, we bring it into a shlamim? Ukegoyin shahoya aviv goises bechatzos. The father was in the death throes right before midday, and he was dying, he's gasping for breath. So it goes as follows. As far as the fact is, the child has not become an oinin until after midday when the father died, so therefore, if he was nominated, he can continue with the carbon because he'll be careful. But as far as a carbon being rejected, since halachically most people who are a goises will die, so therefore, halachically, before midday already, this animal never became a carbon Pesach because he was already a goises before midday. It's as if the animal transitioned automatically to a shlamim, and therefore, it's not a problem. I don't know if I ever told you this, but the chief rabbi of Prague many years ago was dying. He was a goysis, it was the last minute, and the community really wanted to know who should replace him. So they kept on asking, who should replace you? And they nudged him. The last words that escaped from his mouth was, Dilma halacha ki rameir. Maybe the halacha is like rameir. They had no clue what he meant. So they made a decision that any rabbi who wants the job or who comes to town and can explain to us the last words of this chief rabbi, he will become the rabbi of Prague. So there's a young man there with Cheska Landau, who later became known as the Noyde Behuda. He happened to be there. And it doesn't seem that he necessarily wanted to become a Rav at the time. So he said to them, don't you understand? You were nudging him and asking who's going to be a replacement. Why were you nudging him? Because you felt that he was dying. He's in his death throes. And you followed the Gemara, says right here, that most Goysesin will die. So you assume that this guy is going to die. But Rameir says, Chayshin l'miyuta. Rameir says that we also take into account the minority. And the minority don't die from a goysis. So what are you knocking me, chining me, I'll live. Be a positive. That's what he meant. So he got the job. Next answer. Ravashi says, La'olam demis lacha chatzos. He died after chatzos. He died after midday. Therefore, the son was involved, not a problem, because he'll be careful. The question is, if he died after Chatzos, so the animal was rejected, because came Chatzos, it was a good Karm Pesach, 20 minutes later he died, so it's a Pesach D'chuya, so the din should be grazing. But we mentioned before, there's an opinion, Rab Shimon, he says that animals never get rejected. He said, just like an animal that has a defect, when the defect disappears, the animal is suitable again. The same thing over here. So over here, the guy, that even though the animal was suitable at Pesach, and then the guy died, the animal does not get rejected, and therefore you can bring it up, it goes straight into what originally was. And what was this animal originally? is suitable to be a shlamim. Rav Shimi Damer ain balachai nidchi, don't get rejected. Rav Yitzchak give another answer, fifth answer. Ki goin shi frishu achachatzais. When do we say that a Pesach gets rejected? It was set aside before noon, came noon, now it's suitable to be a Pesach, and then if something happens afterwards, it's a rejected current Pesach, and you have to let it graze. Here you set it aside lechatchila at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, after midday. Therefore, and then 1:30 the guy died. It was never a rejected Pesach, it was never a Pesach in the first place until you actually brought it up. Because you frishu achachatzais. He said it after midday, umesu bailim achachatzais, and the man died after midday. Because somebody holds chatzos cover. Chatzos is what fixes it. Says the Mishnah. The next Mishnah was still talking about all the possible scenarios. You just have to bear in mind that you have thousands and thousands of people making that trek to the Beis HaMikdash. They all brought these lambs. Remember we learned last time that, you know, double the size of Yetzitzis Mitzrayim. That's how many people were there in the Beis HaMikdash. And not everybody even enters in because a lot of people don't walk in. Just you send the person to do it for you. And so it's possible it happened that in that, you know, the limited space, lambs got mixed up and so on. They didn't have a proper tagging system. So what happens? Ha Pesach, this person set aside a lamb for a Korban Pesach, and he got mixed up bezvachim, with other kabbanas. For example, a Korban Osham, or Korban Oil. And the problem is that each one of these kabbanas, you can't say, okay, you know, I'll bring up these three kabbanas, and the one that's Pesach will be a Pesach, and it doesn't work that way, because each Korban is treated differently. A carbon oil, you have to sprinkle the blood in one way. A carbon shlamim, a carbon, let's say, osham is a different way, and a pesach a different way. Every carbon is different. So what do we do? So if you have three animals that got mixed up together and they're all lambs, right? So you can't tell one from another. So now the only thing you can do is kul and yidu, let them all three wander about. Achi is taibu until the contract of the defect. V'yimachon, you sell it. Now with this money that you've sold it, you're now going to buy yourself a new animal for a Pesach, a new animal for an oil, a new animal for an osher. However, there's an issue. Not all three animals have the same value. So you look at the most expensive animal you have, and you don't know which animal is the one that's called Pesach or which is which. So you take the most, let's say, the most expensive animal, there was a $100 animal, then you had a $75 animal, you had a $50 animal. So you take the most expensive $100 animal, and you have to now buy three $100 animals, because you don't know which one is the one that's $100. And each animal you say, this is a Pesach, this is a, so you're spending $300, even though when you made the sale, you only made back $225. It's not going to cost you an extra $75 for being irresponsible and for this happening. The Yavi Bidme Hayofa Shebehen, you take the most valuable animal you have, then you take that money, Miminze, Udme Hayofa Shebehenze, the Yafsid, you know, with every carbon you will buy with the most expensive, the value of the most expensive animal, because could be that was the carbon that, you know, Pesach or the Oil or the Shlamim. And then the balance, the Yafsid Hamoyse Bebeze, and the balance you lose from your own house, you got to pay from your own pocket. That's $75. What about this added bechayrus? What happens if the carbon pesach got mixed up with the bechayr? Now, a bechayr and a pesach are almost identical. Everything is the same, except that a carbon pesach you eat the day, just at night or midnight or the morning. But the bechayr is like a shlamim; you can eat for 2 days and one night. The difference also is that a carbon pesach you wait till it gets a mum, you can sell it. A bechayr, if it has a mum, the only thing that happens is you don't bring it to the base of mikdash, but only a kohen can eat it. It's still a b'chayr. So what happens if a b'chayr and a Pesach got mixed up together? What do you do now? You can't lend or wander about and turn around and sell it, because the animal, which is a b'chayr, whichever one it is, you can't sell. So what do you do? So we'll soon see what the Tanakhama says. But Rav Shimon says, you know what? If the entire group on the Pesach are koyanim, it's not a problem. They will eat both animals as if it's a carbon pesach, and even though they're reducing the time that a carbon, that a b'chayr can be eaten, right? A b'chayr normally is 2 days a night, they're reducing it just to one night, so be it. But at least this way you'll have a pesach, and I'm not worried about it. They're leftover, but I'm not worried about it. I'd rather you have right now a proper carbon pesach. And the rabbanim disagree. They say we don't allow you to do that because you're reducing the time allowed to be eaten, to be eaten. It's supposed to be 2 days and a night. You're reducing it to one night. We don't approve of this behavior. So what should you do according to Chum? We'll see in a minute. So how could Rav Shimon say that you're going to take the b'chayr and bring it up as a korban pesach? And it was both animals that treat like korban pesach, but you're reducing the amount of eating time. Says he, what Rav Shimon? Tell me, Rav Shimon, because in the view, he's not concerned. He's not concerned. So make sure you lead faster. And if you happen to have leftover, it's not your fault. But he's not so concerned. He'd rather avoid the problem of taking a Karm Pesach, let it wander about, getting a mum, eat it at the Karm Pesach. But now we learn, Oshem Shinis Adav Shlami. You have two animals. One is an Oshem, which can only be eaten day and night. And one is a Shlami, that can be eaten 2 days and night. And they got mixed up. What do you do? Rav Shimon says, Yishchetu Betzof, and you take on all the stringencies. So treat it like an Oshem that can only be slaughtered in the northern part of the Beis HaMikdash, not throughout the rest of the Beis HaMikdash. The Yoichlu Kechayim Mishaben, and the time allotted to these two animals are whichever is the stricter one. So only day and night. Omlo, they said to him, Ein Mevi and Kotchin Lebesim. So you can't do that because you're reducing the amount of eating time. Shimon's not concerned. Second part, Rabbanon, Heichet, Nechon, what should you do then? You can't wait till wandering about and graze because you cannot do that with a Bechayim. On the other hand, you're saying that you cannot take the Bechayim and treat it like a Karm Pesach because you're reducing the amount of eating time. So what are you supposed to do? Amar Rava, Rava said, tell what you do. Nam tinloi achiyumu. Wait until both animals have a mum. The moment that both animals have a mum, the b'chayr part, the b'chayr does not, you can eat at home. You don't have to bring in the carbon. But so now you have an animal that should have been a Karm Pesach, but has a mum, so it can no longer be a Karm Pesach, and you have a b'chayr. This is what you do. The yavi behema shmeina. Bring an animal which is equal to the most expensive of these two animals, whichever one it is. It doesn't matter. You don't know which is a b'chayr, which is a pesach. So one animal is worth 100, one is 50, buys up a $100 animal. And then you say, v'lema, kol heichad yisa l'pesach, tochol l'dahai. That the carbon pesach, whichever animal it is, I want the kedusha of that animal to be transferred to this animal here, because that animal has a mum. So you're redeeming that animal on another animal. And then v'ochalu, and so now what happens? So you have a third animal, which is going to be your carbon pesach in the future. And then what you do is, you have two animals in front of you right now. One of them is sort of chulin, it's no longer holy. And one of them is the b'chayr, with a mum, which you're allowed to eat at home. So since you don't know which one, you eat both of them like it's a treat like a b'chayr. The ochel to a b'chayr bal mum, you eat like a b'chayr bal mum. A b'chayr bal mum is different than an ordinary animal in the sense you're not allowed to sell it commercially like anything else because that's unedifying. You have to treat it like a little kedusha. But otherwise, that's how you treat it. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to tell us a number of things here. On a whole bunch of scenarios where people got their kabbonis mixed up. In other words, it's all carbon pesach, but remember, only the nominees of a carbon can be yaitzeh with this particular carbon. Also, we learned that everybody can walk away from a carbon until you shecht it. But we also learned you need at least one original person with a carbon. You can't have a situation where everybody who nominated in the carbon walks away and another group takes over. You have to have at least one person there who was there originally from when you set it aside, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or was there originally. So, bearing that in mind, we can learn a number of cases where one animal was lost and they decided to go search for the animal, but also to bring another animal to hedge their bets. And the question is going to be, what happens if you found it and so on? Which animal is going to be your Karm Pesach? Which animal is going to be your Karm Pesach? Could you just wait 1 second? Someone at the door, just 1 second. Okay, so the Mishnah now starts. A number of scenarios. Scenario number one. So we're going to talk about the first scenarios are we have group A and group B. Sorry, you have a group. They lost their carbon, so they said, so there's five people there. So one of the guys said, you know what? I'm going to go search for it. And the other four guys said, look, if you find it, have us in mind. In the meantime, they were scared he won't find it. So they went and bought another animal, and they brought up a carbon Pesach. So what happens? So the shliach who went to search for an animal, is not part of their animal. But they can be part of his animal, depending which animal was shechted first. They shechted both animals, and later they met, and they had to work out what's going on here. So says the Mishnah as follows. Chabud she'avad pischa, a group that lost the Pesach. Va'omru le'echad, they said to one person, say, go uvakesh and search v'shchoy toleinum. They said, go and search and find the animal. If you find it, shecht and have us in mind. V'holach he went, umatz and he found it, v'shachat, and he shechted it. V'heim lokhu v'shachtu, and they went ahead, and they bought it, and they shechted it. Right? So no, they bought another animal, they hedged their bets, and they shechted their animal. So this is how it works. Im shalay nishchet rishayin, if the shliach shechted his animal first, and not only he fulfilled his mitzvah, but the rest of the group are part of his animal, because they sent him to look for the animal. So who oichel mishaloi? He eats from his animal. The heim oichlin imoy mishaloi. They eat with his animal as well. So what happens to the animal that they purchase and they shecht it? It has to be burnt. because there are no nominees left on that animal, but they brought as a Karban Pesach, so it's disqualified. What happens if theirs was brought up first? If theirs is brought up first, then heim oichlin mishalem, they eat from their own animal. The shliach is not part of it because he didn't ask them to nominate him. So they eat from their own animal. Who oichlin? He gets the whole animal for himself. What happens when you do raise him in his tradition? We don't know which is first. They both did it simultaneously. What happens then? As follows. Who oichel mishalai? He eats from the guy who the shliach, he eats, no problem, because he's only nominated one animal. Everybody else now is in doubt. They don't know which animal were they nominated on and which animal was disqualified. So what happens is they cannot eat from either animal. They thought they're hedging the beds and they messed up. The heim einam oichlin imay, they do not eat with him. And shalhen, their own animal, yotzel abesa sreifa, gets burnt. But upturin melasas pesach sheni, they're exempt from making a sheni. Why are they exempt from making a pesach sheni? Because the fact of the matter is that they were a carbon was made for them. It was shechted properly, sprinkled properly. They just can't eat because they don't know which one. But one animal definitely shechted for them, and that's good enough. Omar lehen. What happened the other way around? Exact same principle, but the converse. He told them, I'm going to go look for an animal. The shliach said, I'm going to go look. He's not a shliach. He said, one said, I'm going to go look for the animal, but if you guys go ahead, have me in mind. But they never told him, if you find the animal, have us in mind. So it's the same principle, but the converse. Amalan, he said to them, Imachart, if I'm delayed in finding my animal, if I don't find it, have me in mind when you shech. Holach, he went umotz, and he found the shochat, he shechted, and they shechted. Im shalahen nishchet tradition, if theirs was shechted first, hein oichli mishalahen, hu oichli moen. If they were first, then he joins them, no problem. What happened, mishalahen, he found his first, then hu oichli mishalahen, he eats from his own. That means he's no longer part of that group. It's like as if he walked away from that group. And they eat from their animal, no problem. But the Iman, you do eat from this tradition. We don't know which one is shechted first. They both shechted together. We just don't know what's going on. In that case, they eat their animal because they're only nominated on the animal that they just bought. But he cannot eat from their animal because maybe the animal that he found, he shechted first. But nor can he eat from his animal because maybe their animal shechted first, and he asked them to include them. His animal gets burnt. Upata melasas pesach sheni. He's never made the pesach sheni. Amalei, and he said to them. Amalei, he said to him. You see the little tases over here. It's buried right in the Gemara. You don't really have that too often. My Rosh Hashiva always used to say, the smaller the tases, the harder it is. And this little taser wants to know why over here we say that they fulfilled the mitzvah pesach sheni when we previously had that if they forgot before the spraying already there's a problem, and then you have to bring a pesach sheni, and here there was a problem before they sprinkled. The question is, when did it happen? And he says it's not the same, but he doesn't say why not. And this is all the mafashim grapple with, why is there a difference? Anyway, then the Mishnah continues. Amalei, he said to them, another case, scenario number three. He said to them, the Amru lo, and they said to him. He said to them, guys, if you go ahead and buy, have me in mind. And they said to him, if you find it first, have us in mind. So what happens then? So whichever is first, Oichlin Kulam and Edition. Whichever animal is first, that's what they all participate in. But then you do raise them in this tradition. What do you don't know which is first? Then nobody can eat. Shneim yoytzi lebeisa sreifa. Both animals get burned because maybe the one they bought was shechted first, so therefore the first animal they cannot use. Maybe the first animal is what they were shechted first, and the one they bought they cannot use. But again, they don't have to bring up another carbon pesach. They're yoytzi pesach, except they cannot eat. What happened? Loyam alehen. The loyam lului. Nobody said anything. He just went on his own to look for the animal. They went on their own. They bought something. Then neither of them are connected to the other person's animal. There's no connection. There's no responsibility one to another. Each one does their own thing. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah. What about Shtei Chabudas? There were two groups. Shenis Arvu Pischei. There were two groups. Let's say each group had a couple of people, three people. And their two lambs got mixed up. We don't know whose is what. Now, the thing is that the only people who can eat from the lamb are those who are nominated on the lamb. Now, we can always walk away and go to the other one. What's the problem? But you need to leave at least one person who was there originally. So what we're going to do is each group is going to send one person to the other animal. Right? So at least So even though we're going to, the rest are going to walk away from the animal they're staying next to and so on, but at least, or can walk away from the other animal, at least there's definitely one person from the original group is there. Manushach, as we'll see. So group A and group B, and they got mixed up. Each one takes one lamb. The two lambs, they mixed up. Nobody knows group A, group B, which is what? Each one takes one lamb. And then what? This is what you do. One person from group A goes to joins group B, and one person group B joins group A. The kachem oimim. This is what they say. Im shalonu hapesa. If we're standing right next to the right lamb, so us three, you know, two of us are the right people here because we were the original owners. Okay. So then yadecha meshuches meshalach v'nim shalonu. Then you, the third guy who joined us, walk. Say you're rescinding from your other animal and join us now, which you're allowed to. Kozman, you didn't check that you can transfer from one animal to the next. But the im shechowa pesach hazeh, what happened? This animal standing here is actually yours, not ours. We're the wrong animal, but you are the right person. So then, yodeinu meshuch meshalonu, we're going to walk away from our animal, and we're going to join you. And this is the other group says exactly the same thing. Likewise, chomesh chaburah shel chamish chamish. You have five groups. Each group has five people because each group has five people and there are five animals there. So each group divides themselves amongst the five animals. So therefore, every animal would have at least one person that has to be from the original group. Shel asara asara, there were 10 groups of 10 people. Again, there were 10 lambs there, but I mean, each group of 10, they divide themselves. Each, you know, one person goes to each animal. Again, one of the animals definitely had the right person. Is then from one group, each one joins another animal. The chain heimayim is exactly the same thing we just said before. Okay, and what happens now? The following: shnayim shenis arvu pischein. Oh, what happens? You only have two people. You only have two people, and each person has an animal. There's nobody else joining in. And now we got mixed up. And if I'm going to join you, that means there's nobody left in the original. If this happened to be my original, my animal, or I'm staying next to, if I walk away, there's nobody left. What do we do here? So here what you do is, before we do anything, each one invites another guest to their animal. So now we're two people. And then we do the same thing as we did before. And then we split, and one, my person that I invited from the street joins the other animal, and the person that you invited joins my animal, and we say the same thing. You know, this is same as before. So shnayim shesar v'pischein, they join together. Zem meishich le'echad v'zem meishich le'echad. Each one draws one. Zem emana imay echad minashuk v'zem emana imay echad minashuk. Each one then invites somebody from the street to join in. Zeh bo eitzel zeh v'zeh bo eitzel zeh. Each one then sends one person to the other animal. The kachem oim. This is what they say. Im shelihu pesach zeh. If this is my animal, then yadecha meshuchad meshalach. If this is my animal, then, and you're standing next to me, and you're from the other group, so you're walking away from the other group, and you're joining me. V'nim nesashli, you're joining me. But the im shalachu pesa. But if I actually have the wrong animal, and you, the invited guest, if the other guy is standing by the right animal, then yadim meshuchad meshalach. Then I'm rescinding my ownership from the other animal. V'nim nesashli, I'm joining you over here. So quickly, Gemara says, tell them what we learned. It says in the Mishnah, if you both said to each other, if you find the animal, you know, we'll join you. And if we buy an animal, you join us. And he says, I'll join you. Then the din is, oichel min harishon, you eat from the first animal. But if we don't know which is what, and the other animal gets burnt. Right? What do you do with the second animal? We all join the one animal, and the other one gets burnt. But loy omar lehen, v'loy omru loy, if neither one said to each other anything, then einin achrein zelazeh, if neither one said anything, then nothing happens. And each one ends up with his own group. So what do you see from this Mishnah here? From here we learn out a very important rule. That it's better to be quiet than to be... No, but they said nothing to each other. Each one had a good Karm Pesach. Nothing got burned for nothing. But if by opening their mouths and each one said, I'll be joining you, one Karm Pesach definitely gets burned. So shtika is better than talking. And kavuchayim letipshim. Surely, when it comes to fools, whenever it says evil machlish, if a fool is quiet, chacham yichashav, everyone thinks that he is smart. I don't understand the Gemara. I'm looking around to see what pshat. Shlomo Melech said that we need a Mishnah to tell us that. And then the Gemara says mekan omru. From here we learn out. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Shlomo Melech said that a fool, if he's quiet, people think he's smart. So, of course, a fool is better to be quiet than to talk. So what do you mean, mikan omru, from here we learn out? When it's a pasuk in the Mishlei. Anyway, we will continue tomorrow morning, Mitzvah Hashem.